A second typhoon has hit the Philippines, taking lives and homes and destroying crops right before harvest time. In Kodiak, there's an effort underway to provide support for the victims of the devastating storms. The city has a large population of Filipino immigrants. Mary Gilas Haver is one of those working to provide relief. She says that not knowing about family members is the worst part.
It's hard because, the phone system are not working right. A lot of people lost their electricity, of course, and computer access. And even for those folks that could call and be able to get hold of their family, it's kind of spotty. I mean, they break. There's a lot of breakup and static and things like that. So they couldn't really know what the true situation is with their families up there.
The situation in the Philippines has been compared to the circumstances surrounding the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in the U.S.
The devastation is just so massive that a lot of people, the death toll right now is rising, and thousands of people lost their homes, and just few donations from few people is not enough.
The second storm hit 1 week after the first. A week ago, Typhoon Ketsana dropped a record rainfall on Manila and nearby provinces. Almost 300 people died at that time, mostly by drowning. Some areas are still flooded, and more floods could result from today's storm. Nearly 900,000 people have been evacuated from their homes.
We got together and decided that we need to help out. You know, other Filipino organizations in the whole of United States and even in Canada are already doing this movement to do fundraising and send monetary aid to the victims of the flood in the Philippines.
The storms are expected to hover for a few days, increasing the threat of damage by landslides and more flooding. With the storm still threatening, Filipino communities around the world are rallying to help. Gilas Haver says 100% of the money donated will be sent for relief aid to the people affected by the typhoons.